Blog Talk Radio.
Be enough in velvet. Be enough in velvet. Be enough in velvet.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the show. My name is Toray. I am your hostess this evening, and of course, Miss Spooky is not far behind in the show tonight. She made a comment. I was just wrapping up a live feed, so she had to put her 2 cents in, too. So it's time for a new show and time for the new. How many of you out there are having issues or difficulties, and you feel like you're just stumbling upon obstacle after obstacle with what you're doing, and you have all this great motivation for the new, and you want it to take off, and it's just not exactly doing what you hoped. Okay, I can tell you I ran into this from my own experiences. That's why I chose to talk about it on the show. Departures from one part of your life into another are sometimes they're exciting, and sometimes they're a little scary. Sometimes they're not so easy, but you just go ahead and depart. And if the soul, the spirit is saying, let's go, then let's go. Okay, so sometimes we start on one version of the path, and we realize we might have to make, just like if we go buy a nice suit, we might have to make some alterations. That has happened as well with my path and what I'm doing here on the show tonight and what I'm doing for others. So this is, I almost changed the entire category from spirituality to self-help, but I kind of think really they're the same. So I'd like to hear what you have to say, or if you have a question, if you have a concern about something you're trying out and you need some spiritual counsel. And remember, the rest is up to you. I'm only looking in to your energy and giving insight and so on. So I'm going to take our first caller in the 916 who's been holding. Oh. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who am I speaking with?
Thank you. My name is Wendy from Sacramento, California.
Wendy, welcome to the show, and thank you for calling and tuning in. How can I be of service for you tonight?
Thank you. May I ask you a question about my future?
Okay. What area would you like to discuss?
Well, there's a few that are very important, but I need to find a solid job that'll last me around 5 years at least. And by the grace of God, I applied online for a very reputable major insurance company in their call center, and I have an interview scheduled for this coming Friday at 2 o'clock. And when I go online, it says that my resume is under manager review. How are things going to go? Is the interview going to go well? Will they hire me, and will I keep the job for several years, I hope?
Well, okay, I pulled out my Anne Morrow tarot deck with you, okay, because I'm my guide's already talking to me, but I'd like to give like a full-on description of what I'm pulling this while I'm talking. First of all, he said, very good for you, and this was a departure from something, you tried something different, you tried something new in this area. So I keep seeing like good things, and the star showed up. The High Priestess showed up. You created your own new path, your own new magic. And very good things when the star shows up, hon. It is like, it's on. That's a great sign. Positive energy. And I just got my spiritual chills. So that's a very big, strong confirmation from spirit. So the Eight of Wands, by the way, when you're looking at something, it's like you're trying to create some security, some foundation. Something that you find even spiritually strong enough for you to, have your character be recognized and you feel stable there. Okay, so the Holly King showed up to that. And I'm only
pulling five cards. I got four so far. But the Eight of Wands is such a healing card. So when the Holly King shows up, that's like you presenting your knowledge to the world coming out of the cave. And like the Holly King represents the dead of winter. So like during a dead time or a death time for you. And as we are now showing the final card to be the Page of Athames, which is like the Page of Swords. And I see you as almost like a young person here, like starting anew. And you have the book of the candle and the hours behind you. So this is wisdom. And I feel like you have much room to grow while you're there. Okay? And
okay.
That all came out after my guide said, very good, good for you. And yes, you know. So I just wanted to kind of confirm it with, you know, more of a spiritual story behind that.
Right. So does this mean that I will get a job offer and they'll keep me for several years?
I would imagine so, that you're going to feel very good about the decision, that you're going to come up, rising up through that time. So
okay.
It's still like you have an opportunity for yourself to shine, to grow, and to feel really like your quest for knowledge, and that, you know, this isn't just something you're clocking in, clocking out. It's something that you feel really compelled to say, I work here and I love what I do.
It's and it's ironic that your spirit guide said it the way he or she did, because I've got 18 years call center experience, 15 is in the medical insurance field, 3 years in the banking financial, and I went into this banking position, and I was miserable because there was a lot of yelling, and it wasn't the decorum, and it was very unprofessional. And I've actually been on the medical leave because of two emergency surgeries on my ring finger on my right hand, and praise God that my parents in heaven were telling me not to have the amputation and that I do not have cancer, because that would have been a miserable, horrible decision, even though three doctors told me to do that, and they were wrong. So I had to have a reconstruction, and I'm getting my range of motion back. My finger looks different, but I love my finger, and I'm a testimony. And I have a lot of compassion. People feel comforted when they speak to me on the phone in the call center. And sometimes they start crying because they feel better. And I have a sense of knowing quite often what to say and offering need-to-know information. So I take it to heart. I feel a responsibility. And so... I've been applying for so long. I was actually surprised when I got the call last week from the hiring manager. But I told myself, you know, if I get a call like that, to be very professional, and I was. It wasn't like the usual hello. It was like, hello, and then the woman wanted to speak with me, and I was very business, and I said, certainly, this is Wendy, and I gave my last name speaking. And thank God I did that. And so I am prepping myself. I'm pretty relaxed. I know what I'm going to wear. It'll be very, very business. I'll be friendly, but smart. And I am 65, and not many people can offer 15 years experience. So I hope my age is okay, because I'm very active, and even had my hair trimmed today because I'm going to wear it down and light makeup, and I feel like I can win them.
Wendy, you have a great speaking voice. You have a great energy that says, you know, I'm listening. And I totally want you to know, you called the show. The show topic was Time for the New, and everything in your energy is about the new. And you made the right call, because you were really, really choosing to, you know, start anew and start with new energy and not go in for that old way. And good for you for really listening. It's that's a hard call. even with cancer, that is a hard call to make that decision. And you are very fortunate. You are also a very strong one as far as listening to your higher self. So I implore you, yes, you are putting your best foot forward, to be very confident. And my guide keeps pointing to all the things on my table that are green. So if there's something green, you can slip into your wardrobe. I don't even care if it's panties, whatever it is, something green is for you, okay?
You mean on the interview day?
Yes.
Well, you know what? I just moved. I'll try to see if I can find like a little ring or something that might have like an emerald in it.
Okay. Wonderful.
At the very
well,
least,
I wish you
get something green and put it in my wallet.
That's right. And I wish you the best of love and luck to all that, and light and a lot of hope and healing for you. And it was time for a change. You know, all that sickness, illness, everything that happened was to realize that you weren't meant to be there anymore. So good for you. Okay, my dear?
Well, thank you, and God bless.
Bless you, Wendy, and good for you. And hopefully, you know, we'll hear back from you, and we'll hear great things, I'm sure. Okay?
Well, I'm going to put it in God's hands and do the best I can do.
Wonderful. Awesome. All right. Well, thanks again for calling, dear.
Thank you.
Come have a great night. Be blessed. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, that was Wendy, and what an awesome call. Okay, we've got another caller in the 813. I'm going to take a really quick break, and just remember, hang in there. Sometimes we have a little on and off switch going on, and we're trying to change new things, and even in Blog Talk Radio. So remember, this is the time for the new, and if you can't get to me tonight, you can always go to the website at venusinvelvet.com. You can schedule anything, mini sessions, whatever you'd like, email questions. Tomorrow is BOGO Tuesday, so buy one, get one half off for sessions at any time. That doesn't always have to be on a Tuesday, just that you purchase it on Tuesday. So I'm going to take a real quick break. When we come back, we're going to take that next caller, and we've got one after that. So stick around. Belly dance, belly dance. Oh, I'm very excited about belly dance right now because, well, I saw my friend Kat Bruce yesterday. He was a very popular belly dancer and has danced at my balls and performed at my balls and many times. My witch's ball actually is what I'm talking about, which is coming in up at October 21st here in Sanford, Florida. And it's a great event celebrating a lot of history, oldest world religions. So there you go. I sponsored every year and put that on for a community of people in the Central Florida area. All are welcome as long as you're spiritual and respectful. We have a great time dancing and, you know, music and live music and lots of vendors and entertainers. And my belly dancing performers this year are from Orlando Belly Dance. So if you look them up, Orlando Belly Dance, dear friend of mine, who's offered a performance for festivals I've put on before, she was the first to come run into me. So it's the theme this year is purple. So it's called the Purple Ball, and so they're going to come in their best purple, and it'll be a lot of fun. So belly dance is still a great part of my existence, whether I'm dancing at the time or still connecting to my dancing friends. So we're going to take our next caller as our show's topic is time for the new. This is a caller in the 813, and here we go. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, my name is Nicole.
Nicole, thank you for calling the show, and how can I be of service for you?
Okay, my husband and I separated in February. He's currently living in Florida. I used to live in Florida, but now I live in Indiana. We just reconnected about this month or last month. He's living in Tampa right now, and I live in Indiana. I was wondering, do you see my husband moving to Indiana? Because right now he's got to take care of some stuff in Florida before he moves to Indiana.
Wow, I see that there has been a heavy load, that's for sure, being carried. I feel like, and that's for you, by the way, that you've been carrying a lot of that load. I see your opportunity turning for a more positive experience of, like, you know, you couldn't stay where you were. That is apparent.
Mm-hmm.
You pulled out two different cards, that it was exhausting energy there. Okay, so I see him as he's the King of Athames or King of Swords. As I pulled out my Anmar Tarot, and where this will go is okay. I feel like, you know, he has to learn how to give up the reins, give up all that power. Is there like big power? Has there been power struggle with you two?
Yeah, I'm with a Libra and I'm a Leo, so yeah.
Okay, because I've got everything that, you know, I'm going to pull one more card.
Well, I mean, like, I want to add one more thing. It used to be like that, but now time's going on, time's passed. I think both of us have worked as ourselves, and, as time passed, because I've worked on myself at school, and I was working, and I moved, and I've talked to him recently. He's like, I've been reading a lot of books. I've been working on myself, and I've been, he's been working on himself, too, and realized a lot of things.
Right. There's just a whole different realm of work that has to be done now. It's like you're if he makes this choice, it's like he's got to face his own demons right now, okay? I know he's still working through some of this. This is a very apparent thing. The King of Swords also shows, or the Knight of Swords, excuse me, with the Three of Pentacles, swift action. And that will be about rewards coming. I don't know if we're talking about 2 or 3 months still to come, because that's what I'm kind of getting, that 2 or 3 energy there. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So has he mentioned the time frame for you yet?
Right now he's incarcerated in Tampa, but he's supposed to get out in like September, early October.
Okay.
And I told him he needs to get out of Florida. He needs to get out of Florida because he's around certain people who are no good for him. And they're, he's got to ground negative energy, so to speak.
So that's about 2 or 3 months. Okay. So then he's free out of that. That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad, when I tune in, I really try to listen to the time frame. So that's when these changes occur. And, I know that you want to fight for this. And so here's my best spiritual counsel, because you are such a strong, you are a very strong woman. And you've got to just, you need to just radiate love and positive energy through all of this, okay? Because I see the sun shining on this, but boy, what a journey it has been. And you have truly carried a load. So I want to send you a lot of love and a lot of blessings, and just know that all this is going to take time, but, let him understand that the past is the past. You leave it behind, and you start anew.
Yeah. And last time I talked to him was on my birthday, which was July 23rd. And I told him everything, what I was feeling, and when during that time, everything that was happening back last winter when I was living in Florida. And he apologized for everything he's done to me. So kind of forgave. So I guess in a way I kind of forgave him for that.
Well, good for you. And that's being a wise one and a strong woman, because forgiveness is the key to unconditional love. And I know your heart has been hurting because it was, he left things in a big way, in a big mess. So, and there wasn't even closure for you because my heart chakra was kind of ouchy just now as I was talking.
Yeah.
So I felt that, you know, so let him bring this to you and show you he's redeeming himself. He can be a man of his word again. Okay.
Yeah, and also he's also said to me that he loves me and that he's proud of me too. So I'm getting kind of like the feeling of love around him towards me. You know,
let him continue to know that you appreciate his positive words and energy. Okay,
I do.
Doing time and being incarcerated is a very big struggle for anyone, male or female. So it always helps to have encouragement on both sides. And you know, if he can stay encouraging to you in there, think of what he can do when he's out.
And I told him I'm proud of him, too, because he's in the Tampa jail, but he's been doing, like, work things, work release. I guess it is, and he's doing, like, stuff in the jail, like, work-wise.
Mm-hmm.
He's keeping himself busy reading and all that stuff. And I've put money on his books. I put money on the phone for him. I wrote him letters. I've been nothing but supportive.
Good.
So
let him show you, continuously show you love and support in return, because it is going to have to always be a very strong two-way street. You're a strong woman, and you know that already, but you're also very smart, and you're just doing this because you love him, not because you feel bad for him, but because you want to have that contact and you want that mutual support. I wish you the best in all that as well, Nicole. Okay?
All right.
And
all
I think
you
made the right choice by moving and relocating, and it was time for New Year. And it's a good time for you to just take repair time for yourself as
well. Like I said, do you see my husband moving here?
It would take about 2 or 3 months, you know.
Okay. All right. Just make sure.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Bye.
Thanks for calling the show, my dear. Much love and light to you. Bye bye. Okay. This is one of those shows, I guess, folks, where you just really have to know in your heart of hearts that it's tricky out there. Sometimes we get caught up in the spin. And then we realize that's not doing anything good for us, and we're not moving ahead, and we're struggling, and that's why the show is called Time for the New. So some people have to learn in harder ways. They have to learn to have a new approach and a new attitude, and no one's perfect. There are no perfect people. I'm not going to get a political rant or anything tonight, but I really wish we'd quit judging people so hard and just listen to the plan. Is it a new plan coming? Is it something new for the country? Let's get behind the right approach, not slander, not hate and division. Let's look at the new way of seeing where our country is going. Okay, and I do send a lot of love and light also out to Fort Myers people who unfortunately Florida has dealt with another blow of violence with guns. So I think time for the new with the guns. Folks, I can't stress it enough. I was raised around guns, so it's not that I disrespect the gun ability to have your own gun, but it is really time to get a new perspective on weapons in this country and see what it's done. So time for the new. I'm going to just quick rundown the calendar before I take my next caller. Let's see, tomorrow's BOGO Tuesday. Buy one, get one half off on your readings. With me, go to the website at venusandvelvet.com. You could book it for any other time. It doesn't have to be a Tuesday. Just purchased on Tuesday. That's my summer deal. To you. Wednesday, I'm at Luna Soul Esoterica in Sanford. And that's the home of nearly 10 years and owned by the great Anne Mora, whose tarot deck I'm using tonight. And I'd like to say hello to Witches Mark. Witches Mark is a band that was supposed to be on the radio tonight, and they did not. So tomorrow night, I lovingly support them. On their, if you go to Reverb Nation, look them up, and they're
great local, well, Florida band anyway. So then this week I'm at a big convention here in Central Florida called the IANS, which is the Near Death Experience Expo. And then on Saturday, I'll be doing that Thursday, Friday, and Sunday. But the last Saturday of the month is our High Summer Psychic Fair at Luna Soul Esoterica. And then we're into August. And happy birthday to all the Leos out there. Going to take another call. Caller in the 856 who's been patiently waiting. Thank you for calling. Caller, who's this?
Hi, this is Laura. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for calling, Laura. How can I be of service for you tonight?
I'm looking for work, and I was wondering if you see me picking up a job in my field anytime soon.
First thing my guide said was, there's a new career opportunity for you. And I pulled out the Seven of Wands. There's some changes going on with you. So that's going to make that occur, actually. Let's see where we go from here. We pulled out the Crone, which is strength card. So meaning basically you have to be walking tall, standing tall, being very strong. No real namby-pamby approach to anything here. Looks like a time, and I know it's been a time of uncertainty, but it looks like that's coming to a close. Oh, no, okay, the financial situation is changing. You have the Five of Pentacles. So you're going to be picking something up in a stronger way. I see the Three of Chalices. He's telling me, my master guide's telling me, end of summer, it's sort of like, you know, we feel strong and connected with all that good news around you. When's your birthday, by the way?
October 1st.
Okay.
I have an interview tomorrow for a job. And then I had a phone screening last week for another job, but they haven't called me yet for next steps. But I do have a in-person interview tomorrow with a different job, so maybe it's one of those two jobs.
Yeah, well, let me ask you this. The one that we have tomorrow, because we're coming to a close of the show, the one you have tomorrow, it is a different departure from stuff you've done, yes?
It is, but it's in the same line of work that I do, but it's definitely a much more challenging opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Right. The other job, I feel that you would not feel connected in as far as, like, challenged at all. I think you would be too much of a breeze and not enough financial advancement. I am pretty strong with tomorrow's work. I know by the end of the summer, this is all going to be a much better time for you, my dear. You're going to feel, like, relief, reason to celebrate.
But do you think it's that job tomorrow that I'll have?
I'm pretty strong on tomorrow. I'm going to close the show here, but I'm pretty strong on tomorrow's energy that if it's something a little different from what you've done, that you're up for this challenge, put your best foot forward, put your energy out there tomorrow. I wish you the brightest and best of luck in that.
Thanks.
I'm going to close out this show. Thank you so much, dear, for tuning in next week. Remember, try to change something if it's not working for you. Try something else. Don't be afraid of the departure from the old to the new. You just know what might work for you. Stay open, stay positive, keep strong energy about you, and connect with me on Facebook at the Venus and Velvet fan page or online for a session. And I do Skype, phone, and in person. Love to hear from you. Take care and have a great night. Namaste.